This is the Chicago Golf Report podcast, hosted by Walter Liss. Today's guest is Nick Larkin, owner of the Shack Indoor Golf Club.
How did you come up with the idea to create the Shack? What led to the whole idea for the business?
So, you know, I started it, you know, during COVID, obviously, which was kind of tough, but I kind of came up, I sold my last restaurant I was with and kind of was like, what am I going to do next with my life and next steps in my journey? And it was more taking my love for the game of golf and then combining it with my knowledge, my background of the restaurant and, you know, bar industry. So kind of created it that way and kind of created my own job here. And so far it's been wonderful.
So you have a young family. How does that work, having young kids and having this business that you have to put so much effort into?
You know, it's a rough balance. You know, we're at the point now, you know, being a year and a half in, where I'm not here every day, which is a good thing. I do have great help, you know, that surrounds me. So, you know, I'm very thankful for them. So I can spend some extra time with my family. You know, it can get trying at times because there's times I need to be here and, you know, and not missing out on other things at home. But, you know, my wife, luckily, lovely wife, she is very understands that what we've gotten into and is very supportive of it. So it works out real nice.
So how did you choose the location? You're in Glenview. You're a driver away from numerous courses. It's kind of a hotbed for golf. Was that the impetus for it, or were there other thoughts?
You know, I live in Glenview as well. So I really wanted to stay somewhere in the North Shore because golf is a very, you know, it's a big thing out here in the North Shore. It's a big thing everywhere now. But I kind of wanted to stay around here. People that I knew, you know, I know a lot of people in golf in this area. So I was kind of like, if I can find something ideal in this Glenview, Wilmette, Northbrook area, I was going to pull the trigger on that. So
they moved the dates for the NV5 Invitational, which is at the Glen Club. Does that impact you at all? That's in the middle of the summer, and now they're moving, I believe, to July. So I'm not sure how that affects you because you're so close to it.
It doesn't affect that much. I mean, summertime, obviously, by us, gets a little bit slow to begin with. So it doesn't really affect us that much. We, you know, I've been in talks with Western Golf for this year to, you know, do some kind of partnership with them to kind of drive some people from there into here. So we're kind of working out on some things and some hospitality things that we're going to do with them to help, you know, to help us bring some of that business over here if we can. So
maybe can you tell us a little bit more? What was your background before you started the Shack?
So before I started the Shack, I've been in the restaurant and bar business for 20 years, since I was 20 years old. So I got, you know, casual dining experience, nightclub bar experience, sports bar experience. So it was kind of, like I said, when I did this, it was more for me to kind of combine my knowledge of what I already knew and, you know, to build this. And that's kind of what I did. And, you know, I've worked at numerous places, you know, Wrigleyville, River North, Naperville. I've been everywhere. So, you know, that's kind of where my background really lies. So when COVID was going on, you know, I thought, like, when we sold the restaurant I was at, I was like, well, my wife's like, it's going to be hard to find a new job. Like, no one's hiring restaurant people right now. I'm like, obviously I knew that. So I was kind of like, well, what about this, you know, golf bar thing that I wanted to do a long time ago? Cause I wanted to do this like 10 years ago and everyone told me I was crazy. So I kind of just tabled it and just said, okay, forget it. And then it kind of resurfaced now and here we are. So
it seems like having this background in the golf and the restaurant and bar restaurant industry is sort of the, I would imagine that's the best background to have to get into a business like this. Cause you see a lot of people who are strictly in the golf business and there's a big difference between what you have going on. Do you think that helps to have your background versus just sort of a straight golf background?
Yeah, I believe it helps because you're able to, you know other things, how to get other people into the place, right? Like, it's hard to, like, the strictly golf places are really nice. Obviously, I've been to a few of them where it's just golf. There's no food, no drink, anything like that. And, you know, that's really nice. And that's, it's fun to go and grind it out and work on your game. But, you know, kind of here, we kind of give the best of both worlds. You know, we let you, you know, during the day, most of my guys are here grinding away, you know, and then at nighttime, it turns into a vibrant place where we're, you know, guys are drinking more beers and cocktails. And, you know, we design, the design of our place is, you know, friendly for all. So we get a lot of ladies that come in, do like little ladies nights and stuff like that. So we try to, you know, bring a different, you know, just inviting for everybody. Right. So it's, you know, that's how my background, I feel like, helps, where it's like we can do different promotions. And we got, you know, we really thrive on our service. So it's, you know, we're trying to be, I'm trying to be a fancy country club without the, you know, fancy price. So, and indoors without the golf course. So it's a very nice clubhouse. So like I said, we, you know, my staff, I really thrive on just being inviting and just, you know, getting to know everyone's name. And I think that's kind of what separates us from a lot of these other places, that we, you know, 80% of the people that walk in the door, we know who you are already. And, you know, if you've been here, especially if you haven't been here, then we, you know, we're trying to get to know who you actually are and, you know, try to get you to, you know, make sure you're coming back because of us and not just the technology and the drink, but everything else. So I feel like the service side of it kind of helps us a lot. So
let's talk about the technology. What technology is used in the simulators at the Shack?
So we use TrackMan. It was a long, hard decision and, you know, to what we were going to use. I tested out several different simulators and, you know, we decided to go with TrackMan, you know, feeling that it was giving the best data, the best simulation for golf, you know, the graphics, all that kind of stuff kind of was like just like a step above everyone else a little bit. Obviously, you know, it's also used by, you know, 98 of the top 100 pros is their thing. So I kind of was like, well, if it's good enough for those guys to be using, it's probably good enough for all us amateurs out here trying to get better. So, you know, and most people, once they start hitting on it, they become a believer in it. So you can kind of get hung up in some of it, you know, the data and the numbers and the apps and all the stuff you can do with TrackMan and cameras and all that stuff you can do, you know, people, I feel like you get addicted to the number and you start chasing these numbers that you think are what you're supposed to be. And it's kind of a cool process. And you see a lot of people, like I said, I see a lot of people every day. So you see how their games have improved and all that. So
having that type of premium technology, it seems like it lends itself to instruction. Do you have an instructor on staff? Do you have someone there to help people get better?
I do have an instructor on staff. His name's Kevin McCann. He's our director of instruction. So he does all our teaching. He's a, you know, PGA professional or in the PGA professional program. He came from Sunset Ridge Country Club as their assistant pro, and he wanted to teach full time. So it's kind of how I kind of was able to snag him over here, and now he's teaching full time, you know, at Shack here. And then he also teaches at Glencoe in the summertime as well. Does a lot of their kids clinics and camps and stuff like that. So
the other thing you talked about was sort of the restaurant side of it. You have a nice menu. Can you talk a little bit about where did the menu come from? And do you have a kitchen on site?
Yeah. So we got a small kitchen on site. You know, we do a lot of things, you know, simple things, nothing crazy. You know, you're going to get we do a lot of flatbreads and sandwiches and, you know, a couple finger foods for appetizers. You know, I kept it real simple, kind of like halfway house type feel. You can get a hot dog, you can get a sandwich, that kind of thing. So, you know, really, really good lunch place to come have some lunch and then, you know, have some snacks at dinner time and stuff like that. So it was more, you know, let's come up with 10 to 12 items and just doing really well and just, you know, keep it at that. So it's very simple, but works for us. So
you're open 7 days a week. What about events? Do you do a lot of events? Do you host events? Anything different?
Yeah, we do a ton of events. We do a ton of corporate events. We do a bunch of school events. We've done a lot of team building events for companies. So we do all kinds. We've done, groups to 10 to, we've done up to 110. So, you know, our space, you know, it's just under 4,000 square feet. So about 100 people is about as max as you can get. And for there, you know, for events, we do let people cater food in if they want something different than we have. Because like I said, our kitchen is so small. Us cooking for 110 people can get kind of crazy sometimes. But it's possible. But we let people cater things in if they want to do something different or something fancier. We've done it all. So we've kind of done it. You know, we've done some tailor-made clinics. You know, we do fitting days and stuff like that for people. So we do a lot of different events here.
So let's finish up with a couple final questions for you. Number one, what's the thought about the future with the Shack? What are you looking to accomplish? You've only been around for a couple of years, but seems to be doing very well. What do you see the future as?
So I think right now in the near future, we're looking to expand this space in itself. We do need, you know, we're at the point where we do need a couple more, three or four more simulators to kind of really attract more of the crowd. I mean, the people's biggest complaint is you can't get into the Shack, which, you know, obviously is a good problem for me to have, but it's also, I want other people to be able to enjoy it as well. So we're looking in near future to expand this space. Hopefully by next winter, we'll have some more. And then it's to grow the brand and grow the name like any other thing, you know, is I'd love to have another space, you know, open up somewhere on the south side, you know, southwest suburbs, somewhere out there, and maybe even go even further north, you know, from where we're at too. So it's definitely to grow the brand, potentially franchise the brand and all that kind of stuff. So right now our main focus is, you know, getting the brand out there and getting it to, you know, everyone that we can. So I feel like we're doing a good job with that. And there's still a lot of people don't know that we're here. So it kind of, it's, you know, it's a really good thing too. So
final question, spurred on by your wearing of the Masters jacket. Can you talk a little bit about A, have you been to the Masters? And B, what about, you know, how often do you play golf? What's your background in golf?
So I have been to the Masters. I went in 2015, went on a Wednesday, Thursday. Great experience. If you ever get a chance, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've been. Yeah, you got to go. I mean, if you ever get a chance, don't pass that opportunity up. You know, my golf background is, you know, I started playing young with my grandfather. And then we, you know, I did not play through high school. I played football and all that other stuff, and kind of picked it up after high school again. I don't play as much as I'd like to play because, yeah, obviously I have three little children and a business. So I try to get out there a couple times a week if I can, which doesn't always happen. I did actually just enter the PGA program myself. So that's something that I'm working towards just to, you know, for my business background of it and, you know, the connections and all that. And, you know, I do coach several other sports. I do coach golf at Loyola Academy. I'm the assistant golf coach there. So, you know, it kind of made sense for me to try to get into the PGA and do my PGA, you know, get my certifications and all that stuff. So I am in the process of doing that. I got, you know, playing a couple player ability tests coming up this summer, which are kind of nerve wracking, but, you know, because I don't get to practice as much as I like. But, you know, hopefully we'll get through that and, you know, continue, you know, with our brand. And then it helps me as well, having, you know, my name associated with the PGA as well, when it comes to growing this brand as well. So